seven men, not governments, not armies, but seven billionaires now control almost everything you see, hear, and are allowed to think. And every single one of them owns the news that you breathe and swallow every day. Elon Musk, worth $480 billion. Larry Ellison, $278 billion. Jeff Bezos, $250 billion. Bernard Arnault, $210 billion. Sergey Brin, $240 billion. Larry Page, $260 billion. And Mark Zuckerberg, worth $250 billion. They've got $15 trillion between them. And don't get me wrong, I'm a capitalist through and through. But these seven guys have more wealth than half of humanity combined. But they're not just hoarding cash. They're gobbling up the entire media landscape. Every single one of them owns the news that you swallow every day. Every headline you skim, every post that hijacks your feed, every Netflix and doom scroll binge that numbs your brain. It's all funneled through their golden pipelines. And right now, as we speak, they're tightening the noose on free speech. They're turning journalism into their own personal propaganda machine. They're the gatekeepers of truth and the architects of illusion. They don't just own companies, guys. They own reality. So this is a wake-up call to every one of you out there who is glued to your screens, scrolling through the so-called news that shapes your world. Every single one of them is a media baron, pulling the strings on what you see, hear, and believe. And if we don't wake the hell up, we'll all soon be singing their scripted tune. So in this video, I'm going to break it all down for you. I'll pull back the curtain on these overlords. We're going to talk about how they bought the narrative, what it means for the rest of us, and most importantly, what you can do about it now before it's too late. Because they're not coming for your money anymore. They already took it. Now, they're coming for your mind. Sitting at the top of this pyramid scheme of power is Elon Musk, the self-crowned emperor of everything electric and explosive. The guy's worth $480 billion, folks. That's nearly half a trillion bucks. That's enough to buy entire countries and still have change for a joyride to Mars. Back in 2022, he dropped $44 billion on Twitter like it was pocket lint. He rebranded it to X, and he turned it into his own personal megaphone. You thought you owned your timeline, but he bought it. And he's not just owning the platform. He's owning the conversation. He's deciding what trends and what gets buried. And with 60% of young people getting their news from X and TikTok, the one he's angling to snatch via his Oracle puppet, good luck escaping his orbit. Speaking of Oracle, next on the list is Larry Ellison, the Oracle of Oracle. This guy's not content with software empires. He's gobbling up your TV dial. He bankrolled the Skydance crew to snag Paramount Global. That's CBS, MTV, BET, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and Showtime. He's gobbling up Warner Brothers Discovery, CNN, HBO, and TNT. He's already a CIA cloud kingpin, and now he's eyeing TikTok like a hawk spotting mice. Folks, he's not just buying media. He's buying your kids' attention and your foreign policy. And sure, it's all voluntary until you realize the options are comply or get canceled. This isn't media, folks. It's a fortress. Next up, we've got Jeff Bezos, the Amazon overlord. If things keep going the way they're going, he'll soon have packages at your door before you even click the order. In case you didn't know, in 2013, he dropped $250 million on the Washington Post and then gutted it. He axed all the real rebel journalists and then he stacked it with war hawks. He scooped up Twitch for $1 billion. That's 7 million streamers under his thumb. Plus MGM for Hollywood hacks, Audible, sneaking propaganda into your earbuds, IMDb,